Okay, so we start Machshirin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Misha Yardu Alav Gishamim, Afila of Hatuma, Enem Bechiyutan. If somebody was walking and rain fell on him, even if this person is an Av Hatuma, meaning even if he was the highest level that a Tami a person can have, he had touched a dead body, for example, that water on him is not considered Bechiyutan. Even though generally, water that's tumei will do heksher. If the water is already tumei, then that can cause heksher tumah for other things, whether it's beratzon or not. It doesn't. Ratzon is only true if the water is not tumei. Once the water is tumei, we say that water is tumei is a heksher lekabel tumah for other things, no matter what. However, here where the water in the first place did not come from a source beratzon, meaning it came, you did not want this water to fall on you. So even though the water is falling on a tummy person, then would become tummy when the water fell on you, since it's not l'ratzon, you don't want it, nobody likes getting wet, it's not considered baratzon, and therefore it's not considered heksher l'kabel tumah. Tinan Mishnah, imnir b'chiyutan. However, if you shake it off, you want to change your body around to get the water off, that is considered b'chiyutan, because now you're giving chashivas, you're giving importance to the water itself by getting it off you, now that water will be heksher l'kabel tumah if it touches it, and if it touches other things, they can become kabel tumah now. Mishnah concludes, Amad tachas a tzinor lahaker o lidoach b'tamei t'mayin b'tar b'chiyutan. Let's say you stood under a pipe of water to cool off or to clean yourself. If the person is tamei, then that water is tamei. It's tamei and hechsher b'vasachas. The water becomes tamei, and if that water touches other things, it'll be hechsher l'kabel tumah. B'tar b'chiyutan, and if you're the person's tar, then it's k'm'chiyutan, because you're standing underneath the pipe. It's not like rain, which is coming from the sky. But you're standing under a pipe where the water is going on you, which like a drain pipe, even if that water is rainwater, but you're standing under the drain pipe, then it will be hechsher l'kabel tumah, if you're tar. And if you're tame, the water will become tame and hechsher l'kabel tumah at the same time. All right, Mishnah Gimel. Hakofek ka'ara kosa b'shurashi deduach. You turn over a dish on top of a wall so it'll be rinsed. So I have a dish that's dirty, and in the rain I put it outside on a wall, and that rain that's washing it, any water that goes down from the dish, that is now hechsher l'kabel tumah, because I want the rain on this, it is beratzon, I want the dish to get wet, to get cleaned, so that rainwater is considered b'chiyutan. Let's say I flip around the dish for the purpose of covering the wall. That's not k'mechiyutan, because actually what I'm doing is to avoid the rain. Yes, I'm putting a dish actively, I'm putting it in the rain where it's going to get wet, but I actually don't want to get wet. I'm trying to stop the wall from getting wet. That's what I'm doing with the bowl. That is not considered b'chiyutan. That concludes Mishnah Gimel.